This year we'll cover hopefully the material from Dalet Amud Aleph to Dalet Amud Beis. I hope everyone's doing well after the storm. Hopefully we'll be able to get back on schedule slowly, slowly. Obviously we'll have more time to study. And I hope people did well in the previous Bechina. And we're going to continue going on now. So the Gemara was discussing on the bottom of Gilma Amud Beis how we count the years of a non-Jewish king. Again, just to review, the years of a Jewish king are counted based on Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara thinks the years of a non-Jewish king are counted based on Chodesh Tishrei. And the Gemara is trying to find out whether this is the case or not. And the Gemara is bringing proofs and disproofs from the story of the kings of Persia, from the king Daryavesh, Artaxasta, and Koresh, which the Gemara says he is the same person, all one person. And the Gemara is and the Gemara, as we had left off, was dealing with a contradiction in the Psukim. On the one hand, it seems to imply that Koresh's years were counted from Nisan, inconsistent with non-Jewish kings, more consistent with Jewish kings. On the other hand, the Psukim imply that the years of Koresh were counted from Tishrei, which is more consistent with non-Jewish kings. So the Gemara, in trying to deal with this contradiction, just back to what we said before, said there was two stages of Koresh's Malchus, of Koresh's rulership. In one stage, he was kasher, he was a good person, so he was treated like Malchei Yisrael, and his years were counted from Chodesh Nisan. However, at a second stage of his Melucha, of his Malchus, of his kingship, he became defective, he became Hechmitz, he became bad, and based on that, we counted his years based on Chodesh Tishrei, like regular non-Jewish kings. So the first set of Psukim that the Gemara had discussed on Gilma Beis deal with Koresh as a king who is kasher, and the second set of Psukim deal with Koresh in his improper state. So the Gemara, the last line in Gilma Beis, asks, Maskev la Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asks a question, Umi Hechmitz? Did he ever get bad in the first place? Hechmitz is the language of chametz, means to become sour. Vaksiv, really more from the language of chometz, from vinegar, sorry, it means to become sour. Vaksiv, but the pasuk says in Ezra, in a letter that Daryavesh, Koresh, Artaxasta, this one person sent regarding the permission that they gave Klal Yisrael to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Uma, it's a pasuk in Aramaic, we'll try to translate, it's a difficult pasuk. Uma chashchan, turn the page, dalet and aleph. Uma chashchan, uvnei torin v'dichrin v'imrin la'alavan la'lakash maya. And that which they need, ma chashchan means that which they desire, that which they need. Uvnei torin, cows, v'dichrin, and rams, la'alavan, and rams and sheep, the imrin and sheep, la lavan, to bring them as olos, as karbanos, la lakash shemaya, to the God in heaven, chintin, wheat, melach, salt, chamar, wine, umishach, and oil. These are all things for karbanos. Kimeyamar kahanaya dibi Yushalayim, that which is referred to, that which was stated by the Kohanim in Yushalayim, leheve misyehev lahom, we should give this material to them, yom bi yom, every single day, Di lo shalu, without any delay at all. So that seems to be a very special thing that he was adding a certain thing that wasn't necessarily commanded. And the Mefarshim say that the first time there was a command to go, for the Jews to build the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Daryavesh, it was actually a different king, and he never offered this. Now Daryavesh is offering this from himself. So you see the fact that Daryavesh is offering special things from himself that makes him into a good king. So why does the Gemara say he became a bad king? So the Gemara says, no, Amalo Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Rebbe Mitunach, Rebbe, the person who asks, referring to Rav Kahana, my teacher, please wait. Meaning, let me explain to you based on the Pesukim that continue why it wasn't such a good thing. Because Daryavesh said, Dilehevon mehakrivin nichochin lalakashmaya, that they should bring, that these things should be for karbanos they bring to Hashem, umitzalayin lechay malko uvno, and they should pray for the life of the king and his descendants. What does that imply? That implies that Daryavesh was only giving them karbanos, or only giving them the material for karbanos, so they would be successful, so that they would daven for him and that he would be successful. So it wasn't lishma, it wasn't for positive motives, it was for ulterior motives. But the Gemara asks, that's not so bad. He's someone who does this, who gives tzedakah, or who offers things for charitable purposes, for maybe ulterior motives, is not a good thing. It's not a malyus, it's not a positive thing. Vatanya, but the Brisa says, Ha'omer sela zulat tzedakah, b'shvil sheyichya b'ni, u'b'shvil she'etka b'lechayim. A person offers money, designates money to tzedakah, that his son should live, or that he should receive olam haba. Ha'rez tzadik gamor. That's considered to be fully righteous person. So you see, giving tzedakah, even if it's shalom l'shma with ulterior motives, isn't per se a terrible thing. It's the Gemara calls you a tzadik gamor. So Gemara says lo kasha. That's not difficult. Kam be Yisrael, kam be ovdei kochavim. There's a distinction between Jews and non-Jews. That for this halacha, that we say that if a Jew gives tzedakah shalom l'shma, he's considered a tzaddik. It only applies to a Jewish person. Why is that? Based on Rashi and other places, Rashi explains, and here as well, that a Jew, if he gives tzedakah and he wants reward, even if he doesn't receive the reward, he won't take it back. He won't not believe in Hashem. But if a non-Jewish person does something for the sake of reward, and he doesn't get the reward that he wants, so he's not going to do it. He's going to take it back. So that's why there's a difference between a Yisrael and a non-Jew for this concept. So that explains, that's one answer, how the Gemara knows that Daryavish Koresh Artachshasta, this king, became bad. V'bayis Ema, the Gemara gives a second answer. Minala de Echmitz, how do we know he became sour, he became bad? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, when Daryavish was commanding about the Beis HaMikdash, another Pasuk in the same parak in Ezra, parak Vav Pasuk Dalid, Nidvachin di even galal tlasa. They should build from three rows of stone that's marble. Vinidbach di a chadas and one row of wood. Vinifkasa min base malchatisyaiv and they'll pay for it. So again, nidbachin, they want to build di even galal tlasa, three rows of shayish of marble. V'nidbach, and they should build di'ah, one row, di'ah, a row of wood, chadas, one row of wood. V'nifkisa, I mean, base malcha tisyayev, and the costs will be paid for by the king. V'lamalei da'avid hachi. Why do they want a row of wood in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash? Savar imardu biyudai iklai benura. He thought that if the Jews rebel against him, he'll burn it down. So that's why he wanted it to be that the wall would have wood in place that way it would be able to be burnt. So he had bad intentions with that. So the Gemara asks, that's not so bad. Atu Shlomo Lavid Hachi, but Shlomo HaMelech did this also. Pasuk in Malachim describing the building of the Beis HaMikdash says, Vaksiv Shlosha Turei Gazis, three rows of stone, Vitur Kurusas Arazim, and one row of cedar wood. So that's not a bad thing to build a row of wood into the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. So he said, the Gemara says, no, Shlomo avad milamala. Shlomo put the wall of wood on top of the, there were four rows all on top of each other, and the wall of wood was on the top. Viyu avad milamata. But Daryavish put it on the bottom, meaning the foundation was made of wood. So if they put it by the foundation, they burnt the foundation, the whole thing would fall down. The Gemara explains further. Shlomo shake bivinyana. Iu lo shake bivinyana. Shlomo allowed the wood to sink in. It embedded itself in the building, in the structure. But Daryavish did not allow the wood to embed itself in the structure. Why did he do that? That would be easily burnt down. Shlomo sadi bisida. Shlomo inlaid the wood with plaster to protect it. Iu lo saji visida, but Daryavish did not do so. These are all proofs that Daryavish did it in his structure of building the Beis HaMikdash had bad intentions. Again, three things. The fact that he added wood in such a way that it was by the foundation. The fact that he added wood without embedding it into the structure. And the fact that he added wood without plaster were all proofs, all indications that Daryavish did things improperly.
The Gemara brings another example of how the Gavish was bad. Rav Yosef v'tamer Rav Yitzchak Amar minalan da'ach mitz. How did we became bad? Mehacha, the pasuk says in Nechemia, v'yomer li ha-melech v'ha-shegal yosheves etzlo. The melech said to me, and the shegal, what does the word shegal mean? We'll see, that was sitting next to him. So this Gemara is implying that the shegal was Dargavish's partner in a sexual context. And the Gemara explains, my shegal, what does it mean who was his partner for this purpose? Amar Rabba Bar Lema Mishmei Darav Kalbasa. It was a dog. So according to this, Dargavish was intimate with animals. That's a very bad thing to do. Even for Bnei Noach, as Rashi explains, that Bnei Noach are enjoined against having relations with animals. So that's why the Gemara says Dargavish became bad. Elameata, how do you know a shegal is a dog? Hadich, save the pasuk says in Daniel, when he's discussing, the pasuk in Daniel describes the following. Daniel the Navi was speaking with the king Belshazzar, who was the king of Persia, and he's explained to him all the things that they did wrong. Va'al marei Shemaya hisro mamta. Daniel says to Belshazzar, you become haughty over the king of Shemayim, over Hashem. Ulma'anaya dibase haisiv kadamach, and you've taken the kalim, the vessels from the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we know from Chazal, that Belshazzar took the vessels from the Beis HaMikdash. The ant, the Rav Ravanach, sheglosach velechenosach chamra shasin bahon, and you and your servants and your shegals and your your shegals, lechenasach, your concubines, they drank wine out of it. So the Gemara has a contradiction. If the word shegal means kelev, means a dog, and that's how we know that that Dariavish was a bad king, how could it say that the shegals drank wine, right? The Gemara asks, so the Gemara explains, v'i shegal kalbasahi. So these are all things that again, that Belshazzar did wrong, that they took the kalim from the Beis HaMikdash and they drank wine with them. That was inappropriate. V'i shegal kalbasahi, and if a shegal means a dog, kalbasa bas mishtaya chamrihi. Dogs don't drink wine out of cups. So the Gemara says, no. Halokash, that's not difficult. T'malfa la vishasya. They taught the wine to the dog to drink wine. So it wasn't so crazy to assume that a shegal means a dog. But the Gemara asks a different question. Elameata, if you assume that a shegal means a dog, but dichsiv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, benos melachim, in referring to the future of the Imos HaMashiach, benos melachim bikrosacha, the doors of kings will visit you, nitzva shegal limincha, bekesem ofir, they'll put a shegal next to you, to your right arm, bekesem ofir. V'i shegal kalbasahi, and if shegal means a dog, ma'akum vassal hu navi li Yisrael, prophecy, what kind of promise is a good thing that the Navi is telling Klal Yisrael, that in the Imos HaMashiach, they're going to set up a dog that's beautifully, with beautiful jewels next to the Melech? That's terrible. Hachi ka'amar, b'schar shechaviv atorah liYisrael, kemo shegal ovdei kochavim, zechisem lekesem ofir. What it means is like this. Through the reward that Klal Yisrael deserve, that the Torah is so precious to them, just like a dog is so precious to non-Jewish people, they'll merit a kesem ofir, a golden jewelry. So really, shegal does mean a dog, and the Gemara is saying that the pasuk in Tehillim is giving a metaphor that just as the Torah is so precious to the Jewish people, and they'll merit reward for that reason, similar to how a dog is precious to non-Jewish people. V'bais ema la'olam shegal malkasahi. Really, shegal does not mean anything bad. It doesn't mean that Dariavish was intimate with animals. It means it's a queen. That's what it's referring to. V'rab bar lema gemar gemirla. And Rabba bar lema, who thought that a shegal means a queen, a dog, Gemar Gemir La. He has some kind of tradition, meaning really in most places in Tanakh, a shegal means a queen, and that will explain the psukim both by Tehillim by the Mos Hamashiach, and will also explain this the psukim by Belshazzar that it wasn't a dog drinking wine out of a cup; it was a queen. But V'rab Bar Lemar, referring to the story of Daryavesh Gemara Gemirla. He had a tradition that Shegal means dog in that context. So he was intimate with dogs. V'amai karile Shegal. So why did the pasuk call it a Shegal? Why didn't it say that it was a dog explicitly? Shaisa chaviva love ki Shegal. Meaning he loved this dog just as much as he would love his own wife. The word Shegal really means queen, but it's a euphemism referring to his dog, and he loved his dog the same way he would have loved his queen. Inami shoshiva b'makom ha-shegal. He put the dog next to him, just like where his wife would have sat. So according to this maskana, the Gemara is saying like this: the new source that Daryavesh was bad was that he was intimate with animals, and the Gemara wants to prove that from the language shegal in the psukim, and the Gemara had difficulty with this because shegal usually means queen. And the Gemara said either that Shegal always means dog, and it's a reference to the Mos HaMashiach, how much Jews love the Torah, or really Shegal means queen, and the Torah and the Psukim in Ezra referring to, or in Nehemiah, sorry, referring to Daryavesh, are explicitly obscuring the meaning of the Pasuk for two different reasons. Because to say that he put the Shegal in the place where a queen would go, or he loved the Shegal the way he would love his queen, but really Shegal there means a dog. Ibai same, a third source, Minalan de Ichmitz, how do I know that he was bad? Mehacha, referring to the command in Parak Ezra, in Ezra Parak Shvi, that Artachshasta sent, and again we know Artachshasta is Koresh and Daryavesh, Ad Ksaf Kakrin Meya, up until 100 talons of silver, Varchitin Korin Meya, and up until 100 measurements, kurim, a certain kind of measurement, a volume of wheat, vad chamar batin mea, and 100 houses of wine, vad batin mishach mea, and 100 houses of oil, umalach diloksav, and salt without any limit. Meikara belokitsusa, originally when he sent them all this stuff earlier in the Gemara, we quote a psukim from Parak Vav, he wanted to send them, again, every single day, without any limit at all. Mikara below kitsusa, v'hashta b'kitsusa. And now there was some kind of fixed price. So the fact that he wanted to limit the tzedakah, he wanted to give it to the base of Mikdash, wasn't such a good thing. Ask the Gemara, v'dilma meikara, shalo havi kimle b'kitsusa. Maybe the reason why he sent a certain amount in the beginning is because he didn't know what he wanted to send to them. He didn't know what they needed. But now that they had been using the material, so he knew what was necessary for the Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't necessarily a bad thing that he put a cap on when he was sending. So Gemara says, no, Ela Machvarta Kiddushnayan Meikara. It must be like the answers we gave him before, either that he built the walls out of wood with the intention to burn them down, or that he was intimate with animals. But this last proof is not a proof for anything. So we have a lot of Rashi's to catch up on, because we just did a big chunk of the Gemara. So let's quickly turn back to the bottom of Gimel and Beis, to the last two Rashi's. So Rashi, the second to last Rashi, Umi Hechmetz, how do we know that Daryavesh became bad? Kisha'ala Ezra, when Ezra came up from the Gullus to Eretz Yisrael, Vaksiv, but the Pasuk says, Be Geras in a letter, Sheshalach Biad Ezra, Lepachos Shahayu lo be'Eretz Yehuda, that was sent in the hand of Ezra, Lepachos, to the sergeants, to the ministers of the king that were in Judea and Yehuda, Uma Chashchan, that which they desire, Klomar Shechafetzim Hakonim, Tnu Lehamishali, anything they want. So again, that was Gemara's Kasha that says that he was a good king. No, the Gemara explained, Rabbi Mitunach. Wait to read the pasuk. Mimasa'ach. So, mitunach
sometimes means that, but mitunach here actually means something different. Mitunach, Rashi explains, means from that which you're from the very burden. Mitunach means from that which you're carrying here. I'm sorry, that's not what the Gemara doesn't mean. To wait, the Gemara here means from that which you're carrying. So sometimes it means different things. But mitunach here means from mimasaach, from the very proof that you brought. Shebasa aleinu lashivenu, to show that he was good. Ani mishchiv chatshuva, I can respond to you in kind. Re'e ma kasuv ba, you have to look at what the pasuk says. Tilahon mahakravin umatzliin l'chayim malka, that they should bring karbanos to Davin for the success of the king. Lamayata, that teaches us shelo l'shem shemayim asa ki'im lahana asa, was not done l'shem shemayim, but rather for his own benefit. So the Gemara asks, that's not so bad. Harei ze tzadik gamur im raga b'kach. If he does this commonly, he's considered tzadik gamur. No, kan bi Yisrael shaliba l'shamayim. That only applies to a Jewish person who has positive intentions with this. V'marin lo b'chayav. And if they're bad to him in his lifetime, and if he doesn't necessarily get what he's looking for, eino kari lo tagar, he doesn't literally write a negative report about it. He doesn't get upset about it. Elatola ha yisurin ba'avono. He assumes the fact that he's getting yisurin is because he deserves them. He must have sinned somehow. Aval ovi kochavim, but a non-Jewish person, im emat even lo kigmulo, if they don't give him what he wants, karei tagar, he'll get upset about it. Then the Gemara explains from a different pasuk, nidbachin di evenglal, the building supports should be made of three rows of marble. Kasav Shishach Biad Ezra Kasav Bo, the Ksav, the official document that was sent in the hands of Ezra, the following was written inside it. Shuros Shal Avne Shayesh Shalosh, three rows of marble, the Chomas Habayis, for the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Varavi Shal Eitz, and the fourth was of wood, and we know that's a bad thing because he wanted to burn it down. Kalbasa, a dog, lemishka, for relations. Ubnei Noach, Rashi explains, even non-Jewish people, whose haru akach, were enjoined against this. There's a law for them to be involved with that. Shenamar vayu lebasar achad, they should be one flesh. Yatu behem v'chayv of, she'en anasin basar achad, to exclude animals that they can't have that kind of intimacy with. She'en yoldin mina adam, because they can't produce children with them. It's based on Gemara and Sanhedrin. Binos malachim bikrosacha, miakros oscha. Daughters of queens will honor you. Will give you. Will want to visit after you. Will care about you. La'asid lavo in the future. La'olam shagal. Really, it was shagal means a queen. La'alma the alma makasahi really means a queen. V'rabar lema la'hai shagal da'acha gemara gamar lemi rabbei t'kabasavai. He has a mesorah, some kind of tradition that it's a queen, that it's a dog. Ad kasaf kikari meya, up until 100 talents of silver t'nu lahem leboni abayis, and the Gemara thought that was a bad thing, and the Gemara says it's not necessarily proof that it's a bad thing at all. Okay, we're up to the two dots in the middle of the page. So the Gemara, we've now finished the first. Again, there were four Rosh Hashanah of the Mishnah. Echa ben Nisan. Is the first one. We first discussed, now for the past three daf, the Rosh Hashanah of Nisan l'malachim. And now it's also Vila Regalim. The Rosh Hashanah of the first day of Nisan is also for Regalim. So the Gemara says, Vila Regalim, Regalim be'echa b'nisan hu? Are there any regalim in Chodesh Nisan? B'chamishasra b'nisan hu? What do we mean? Pesach is not on Rosh Chodesh. Pesach is on the 15th. So what does it mean that Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Chodesh for the yearly cycle of holidays? The yearly cycle of holidays starts on the 15th of Nisan. No. Amar of Chista, Regel Shabo, Rosh Hashanah la regalim. The holiday within Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim, is the Rosh Hashanah the first, the opening cycle for the holiday cycle. Not referring to necessarily Rosh Chodesh Nisan per se, but the Mishnah means to say that the Rosh Chodesh of the month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in that month, the holiday cycle starts. V'nafkamina, or nafkamina, l'noder, l'mekam alei bal ta'acher, v'rab shimoni. And the Gemara explains that we care about the fact that it's a nafkamina, it's a practical application, l'halacha, that Pesach is the Rosh Hashanah l'regalim for someone who offers to bring a korban, l'noder, someone voluntarily offers a korban, l'mekam alei bal ta'acher, they would violate bal ta'acher, the lav de'oraisa of failing to bring a korban that was offered within the yearly cycle. Rabbi Shimon, and that's based on Rabbi Shimon's view of Baal Ta'acher, and the Gemara's now discuss what's all about this. Titania, Echad Anoder, Echad Amakdish, Vechad Amarich, Kevin Shavulav, Shlosha Regalim, over Baal Ta'acher. The first position of the Brisa says, anybody, and the Brisa says the following, anybody who is Makdish, anybody who donates, offers a certain object for the purposes of the Beis HaMikdash, and he makes it hektish, which is the status of neder as well. Vechara marich, or someone who offers the value of a person based on the idea of erichin, offers the value of a person to hektish. Kevin she'avralav shlosh regalim, once three regalim have passed, over bal ta'acher. He violates bal ta'acher. So according to this view, if a person, let's say, took a neder sukkah's time, I'm going to give a certain amount to the Beis HaMikdash, and sukkah's, Pesach, and Shavuos pass, He violates Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues, Shlosh regalim kisidron, v'chag ha-matzos tchila. Has to be three regalim in order, starting with Pesach. V'chein hayu Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, regalim pa'amim shlosha, pa'am arba, pa'am chamisha. Rabbi Shimon Yochai also believes this well, this view as well, that regalim for the cycle of Baal Ta'acher sometimes require three regalim, only three holidays, sometimes four, sometimes five. Ketzad, nader l'chnei ha-Pesach, the person takes a neder before Pesach of Tavshinayin Gimel, so shlosha, takes three holidays to get there. L'chnei ha-Tzeres, if person takes the neder before Shavuos, chamisha, why? It has to be five, because he has to get through, again, Shavuos Sukkos, and then Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, which is five. L'chnei ha-Chag, before Sukkos, arba'a, because you just have to get through Sukkos and then another full year of Yom Tovim. Rashi explains. Rashi di Ramaskal and Dal and Aleph Regel Shabo Rosh Hashanah l'Regalim. The Regel within the month of Nisan is the first month for the Regalim. Regel Shu b'Chodesh Hanichnas b'Echa b'Nisan. The Regel, which within the month that Echa b'Nisan comes out, is the Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Nafkamina le'inyin neder. It's nafkamina for nidarim. Nafkamina dahai Rosh Hashanah. The halachic applications of this Rosh Hashanah are le'inyin nidarim, for offerings that a person offers to the Beis HaMikdash. Shu muzar bal ta'acher. He has a lav of bal ta'acher. He's enjoined against the lav of bal ta'acher. V'talo hakasuv ichuro shlosha regalim. And the pasuk hangs his delay on three regalim. V'ashmeina masnis. The Mishnah tells us she'ino oved ad she pesach rishon l'shloshtan. He doesn't she'ino over. Sorry, he doesn't violate the law of Baal Ta'acher according to Rabbi Shimon, according to our Mishnah, which is the view of Rabbi Shimon, until he goes through a full cycle of three. She'im avru alav shlo kisidron. That if he goes through three of them out of order, ain't no over. He doesn't violate Baal Ta'acher based on this. Echad hanoder, whether one offers a korban to the Beis HaMikdash Omer, demei alai, meaning he takes the value of a korban, or the value of something, to the Beis HaMikdash, ha'omer demei alai, shesamin oso ke'eved, that in order to evaluate the worth of that person, we evaluate based on the price of a servant, v'echad ha-makdish, or someone who designates a specific thing, Davar lebedek habayis vechad amarich, or someone who offers the value of a person, shamar erki alai, his value is on me, sha erech katsu b'Torah kfi shanav, that's based on a fixed amount in the Torah, pa'am shlosha, pa'am shu b'bal ta'acher b'shlosh regalim, sometimes it takes three regalim, pa'am chamisha, diba'in and kisidron, sometimes it takes five, you need to be in order. So the Gemara continues with the following brisa on the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in the brisa, Chai ve'adamin. Someone who says, those who are obligated to give a certain amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash, again, based on Damai Alai, his value is on me, or the value of this is on me, or my own value is on me.
I think Damai Alai in this context, Rashi explains, Damai Alai, you take your own value, not Erechin. The difference between Dam and Erechin, again, is that Erechin is based on, if a person says the language of Erechin is Neder, that's a specific parsh in the Torah with specific amounts. If you say Damai Alai, that my amount, the amount of me is the, my worth is on me, you have to value him like based on a servant. So again, Tanur Rabbanan, Chayvei Adamin, those are obligated based on their own value, that Erechin. Those are obligated based on Erechin, which is a specific amount based on how old someone is. Hacharamin, someone says something should be Cherem, it should be given to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a discussion of the Gemara, if Stam Charamin go to the Kohanim, or if Stam Charamin go to the Beis HaMikdash. So all these types of different types of Nedarim, Vakdeshos, someone who is Maktish, who designates a Chayfetz, an object, Chatos, Karban Chatos, Vashamos, Karban Asham, Olos, Karban Olos, Ushlamim, Karban Shlamim, Tzedakos, Maestros, Tzedaka, Meiser, Meiser Risha, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, Bechor, or someone who has to give a bechor to the Beis HaMikdash, the firstborn animal. U-meiser mean meiser behema, the tenth of the animal. U-pesach, which is referring to a Karan Pesach that was brought shelo bizmano, because Karan Pesach is not brought during the regular time of the year. It's only brought on Erev Pesach. But Karan Pesach that's brought shelo bizmano has the halach of Karman Shlamim. Turn the page. Leket, or the leket that he's obligated to give. Leket is when a person harvest their field and there's things left over, those go to the aniyim. Shikha, or things that are forgotten, things that are forgotten in the field. Peah, a corner of the field that's obligated to be given to the aniyim. Kevin sh'avra alein shlosha regalim, once you pass three regalim and fail to give those things, over bal ta'acher, you violate bal ta'acher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says again, L'shitasei, Shlosh regalim kisidron v'chagamatos tchila. The cycle of Baal Ta'acher is three regalim in a row, starting with chagamatos Pesach. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kevin Sh'avra Lein regal echad, over Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Meir has a very extreme view, that once a person fails to do one korban, one regal, he violates Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevin Sh'avra Lein Chag HaSukkos, over Baal Ta'acher. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon says no, once a person passes through Chag HaSukkos, he violates Baal Ta'acher. So let's say a person takes a neder, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, a person takes a neder, Shavuos time, and Sukkos passes, he violates Baal Ta'acher. But if a person takes a neder after Sukkos of that year, he needs to get through Sukkos again. My time in the Tanakhama, so Gemara is now going to evaluate all three views. The Gemara is going to evaluate the first view, the Tanakhama, that thinks that it's three regalim anyway. The second view, Rabbi Shimon, that three regalim in order based on starting with Pesach. Remer, that's one regal. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, that it's all based on Sukkos. So Gemara explains as follows. My time in Tanakhama, why does a Tanakhama require three regalim for Baal Ta'acher? So Gemara asks, Michti minayu salik? The psukim say, and Rashi explains this out, that the pasuk says, referring to the holiday cycle, Shalosh pamim bashana yireh kol tzchorchas pnei Hashem lokecha. You shall visit the Beis HaMikdash three times a year. But that pasuk is coming after referring to all the three holidays. It refers to first to Shamor Chodesh Ha'aviv, the pasuk of Pesach, and then Shavuos, Chag HaSukkot, and then Sukkos. So Michti Minayu Salik. Let's see. We're coming off these three regalim. So why don't we need to repeat ourselves and say should be done three times a year? Why do we have to repeat the psukim in the third pasuk of Shalosh Pamim Bashana, the fourth pasuk, B'chaga Matos, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos? We're talking about the Yom Tovim. Shema Mina L'Baal Ta'acher. It teaches me the makar for Baal Ta'acher, the source of Baal Ta'acher. You have to go through these three Yom Tovim, not necessarily in order, but you have to go through all three of them.
Rabbi Shimon Omer, who requires it to be in order, Eino tzarich lomar b'chag ha-sukos. Shebo diber ha-kosev. The pasuk right before it was talking about sukos. Of course we're talking about sukos. Why is it to add b'chag ha-sukos? B'chag ha-matz, b'chag ha-shvos, u b'chag ha-sukos? Because the real question for Rabbi Shimon is, if you look at the psukim in Parsha Sirei, they read as follows. We first have the Parsha of Pesach, then we have the Parsha of, these are psukim from Parsha Sirei, Devarim Parak Tazayin. So let's explain a little better. We first have the psukim of discussing Pesach, then we have the psukim discussing Shavuos, then we have the psukim discussing Sukkos, and in that last pasuk, we have Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. Or in that last Parsha of Chag HaSukkos Ta'as Lecha, we have Shalosh Pamim B'Shana Yira Kol Zchorcha, etc., etc., etc. So that's the Gemara's question. We're coming off of that pasuk of Shalosh of that. We're coming off of the parsha of Chag HaSukkos. So Rabbi Shimon says, Eino tzarich lomar b'Chag HaSukkos Shebo Dibur HaKosav. We were talking about Sukkos right before that. Lama namar lomar shezeh acharon, that Sukkos is the last day of the last Yom Tov of the holiday cycle. So in other words, according to the first view of according to the Tanakhama, the fact that the Torah repeats itself, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukkos, means you need to get all three of them in there. And according to Rabbi Shimon, the fact that pasuk says b'chag ha-sukkos on its own, which is very superfluous because we were talking about chag ha-sukkos right before that, teaches us that chag ha-sukkos is the last holiday. So you have to violate them, and you have to pass over all of them in order. Rabbi Meir, who says it's one regel, my taima, tichsiv uvasa shama veheveisem shama. The pasuk says in Dvarim Yud Beis, referring to the Beis Hamikdash, you're supposed to go there and bring your karbanos. Uvasa shama, you're going to go there. Uveheveisem shama, and you're going to bring your karbanos. So any time you have a chiyuv to go to the Beis Hamikdash, meaning any time there's a chiyuv of aliyah l'regel, uvasa shama. So then, veheveisem shama, you're going to bring your karbanos. So according to Rameyer, it's one regel. So the problem is, according to both all three of them, at least the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon, all the other positions, Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon, the first two positions of the Gemara, how do they understand this pasuk of uvasa shama veveisem shama? V'rabbanan hahu la'asei. That's referring to an iser asei, that a person doesn't violate the lav of bal ta'acher, but he violates the asei. He's over on the asei. He of veheveisem shama, to bring karbanos when you're supposed to go to the Beis Hamikdash. So that's an important thing. Even according to the Rabbanan, there is a problem with delaying one regel. That delaying one regel is not an iser lav. It's an iser asei. You violate the asei of veheveisem shama. So as Rameyer understand, Rameyer came into Amr. So has Rameyer know about the iser asei of veheveisem shama? He also assumes that's a lav bal ta'acher. Came into Amr Rachmana, I say velo I say, since the Torah told you bring the korban and you did not bring the korban, mimela kam le'bal ta'acher. Hazra Meir know that again, the Gemara's question was, according to the Rabbanan, this is just an Isser Asay. Veveisam Shama, you shall bring them. And what's more is that the language the Torah uses is written in a positive way. You shall bring them, and if you don't bring them, then you violate an Asay, but not you lo ta'acher l'shalmo, don't delay. You didn't violate a lav. So Rameir says no. Rameir came into Amr Rachmana, I say, once the Torah told you, do it. V'lo I say, you didn't do it. Mimela kam le'bal ta'acher. Automatically, you violate bal ta'acher. Let's see some Rashi's. Rashi on the bottom of Dalet and Aleph. Rashi says, Dira Maskil, Chayve Adamim, which again means Omer Damai Alai, Chayve Adamim referred to someone who takes the value of themselves as a netter to the Beis HaMikdash. And we evaluate that value
based on the worth of a servant. Vacharamin, charamegavol, things that are charamim, they're property that you can't use. You're giving it up to Hashem. Bechor, umaiser, maiser, behema. So the Gemara wants to know the sources for all these individual shittos. Again, the four shittos are Rabbi Shimon, that's three, the Tanakam, that's three regalim. Rabbi Shimon, that's three regalim in a row. Rabbi Meir is one regal. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that's two regalim. And Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, that's sukkis at the end. So again, I don't know if when we previously read the Gemara, I might have forgotten, I might have not read Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Shita. That's what that was confusing me. So just to read the Brisa again, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlosh Regalim Kesidron, he's three regalim in a row. Chagam Atzos Tchila, Pesach in the beginning. Rav Meir says Regal Echad. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says two. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov is another sheet. Okay. So the Gemara was discussing the sources of all different views. Michti Minayu Salik. So the Gemara asked, according to the view, the Gemara is saying, according to the view that Baal Ta'acher is just three regalim, how do we know from the Psukim? Michti, let's see the Psukim. Minayu Salik, we just discussed the Shalosh Regalim. Kisha Amar HaKasuv Shalosh Pa'am Mishana Yirei Akol Zchorcha Bechag HaMatzos Mehem Haya Ola. When the Pasuk repeats itself and says three times a year, all the males of Klal Yisrael will appear before Hashem, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaSukos, Bechag HaShavuos. From that we were discussing, Mehem Haya Ola, Kvar Kasav Lamala B'inyin, Shamar Skodesh Aviv, Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach, Chag HaSukos Tasalacha. We're talking about the Yom Tovim, so there's no question. Lamalim Lamehader, V'lam Ninu, B'parshas Chag HaSukos. Why is it repeated in Parshas Chag HaSukos? Shema Mina L'Baal Ta'acher, must be coming to teach me, Baal Ta'acher. Dachi Ka'amar, Hayu Nir and Lefanav, they should be, Hayu Nir and Lefanav, you should appear, make yourself appear before Hashem, L'Shal Nidrechem, to pay back your Nidarim, V'lo Tavo Rechem. And then the Gemara wanted to know, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's three in a row, with Sukkos at the end, Ein Tzarech Lomer V'Chagat Sukkos, we don't need to be referring to Chagat Sukkos, Af Kishechozun L'Baal Ta'acher, even though the Pasuk needs to repeat itself to teach me the halacha of Baal Ta'acher, Lo Hayut Tzarech Laskiro, Shaharei Ha'inyan Asuk Bo, that's what we were dealing with Baal Ta'acher, that's what we were holding by. Hachi Garcinon, Shebo Dibra Kasav Lama Namar, Sheze Achron, why is it repeat Chagat Sukkos? That's what the Parsha in the Torah that we were talking about in Parshas Re'eh. So it must be that Sukkos is the last one. Achiavro Sam Keseder Azen, so you go in this order. Hahu La'asei. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, we assume it's one ragel. And the other Tana says, it's only an Isser Asay. The mitzvah Asay Alav, Lahavi B'ragel Rishon. There's a special Asay to bring it by the first ragel, immediately when you can. Rabbi Meir, Amar Lach, and Hazra Meir respond, it's only an Isser Asay. Hazra Meir, no, that's really an Isser Lav. Amar Lach, Kevin de Amar Le Rachmana, I say Beregel Rishon, Zeuzman Shekavalos. And the Torah said to bring it by the first opportunity. That's its man. That's the time the Torah said to bring it. Vim Ichru Mina Moed, Havi Ichur. And if you delay after the Moed, that's considered a delay. Umimela, and automatically, Kam Le Baal Ta'acher. You violate Baal Ta'acher. Now we're back in the Gemara. Just want to catch up in the Rashi so we don't have to do too many Rashis all at once. So we have still two views to cover. We've covered the Tanakama, his sources from the fact that the Torah repeats B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaSukkos, B'chag HaShavuos. We've done Rabbi Shimon's view, which is based on the fact that the final pasuk is B'chag HaSukkos. And now we're holding by Rabbi Meir's view, and we did Rabbi Meir's view, which is that it's Uvas HaShama V'Vesem Shama, the first possible opportunity is one regal. So we have two more views to cover. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov's view, that's two regalim. And Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon's view, which is you have to pass through Chag HaSukkos at the end. So again, there are five shittos here, five views in Tanayim of what it takes to violate Baal Ta'acher. It's a bit confusing. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, I forgot to read it inside the Gemara earlier when we did this, holds two regalim. Why? My taima. How does he know? These you shall bring to Hashem or do for Hashem on your Moadim. So
that a person, and the pasuk says, is referring to nedarim, nedavos, nidrechem, vinezvosechem, vaolosechem, meaning these elatas lasham madechem is referring to the karbanos hayom, the karbanos you're obligated to give, levad, not including minidrechem, vinezvosechem. These aren't in the Gemara itself. I'm just reading the pasuk as it's read, that it makes more sense. And b'moadechem means to mi'moadim shnayim, v'rabbanon, and the rabbanon ask. How do they know Moadechem? So again, Rav Lezer and Yaakov says Moadechem means two. So if the pasuk is referring to Nedarim and Nedavos as well, then Karbanos who offer. So then if Moadechem means two regalim, so you need two regalim for Bata Acher. So therefore, mi et Moadim Shnayim. V'Rabbanan, and the Gemara asks, How do the Rabbanan understand the pasuk of Moadechem? What do they do with that drasha? Doesn't Moadim mean two? Moadechem mean two? Hahu l'chid Rabbi Yonah. That's for a drasha of Rabbi Yonah. Dam Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah has a hakesh. Hukshu kol Moadim kulam zelazeh. Moadechem means that all the Moadim are connected. Shekulam mechaprim al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. All of the carbon chataos of the Moadim are mechaper, give kapara on tumas mikdash v'kadasha, which is certain sins involving the Beis HaMikdash coming into the mikdash with tuma, or all tumas mikdash v'kadasha is a broad sugya, but it's referring to all the different forms of tuma, of impurity that can be involved with sins with the Beis HaMikdash in terms of the karbanos, or in terms of the kohanim, in terms of a person going into the Beis HaMikdash with tuma. There are a lot of different applications of this, but the point is, Moadechem, according to the other Tanaim, doesn't mean to refer to the number of Moadim necessary to valid Bata Acher, but rather refers to an inherent connection between all the Moadim that their chatos are mechaper and tumas mikdash v'kadashav. Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon my taima. So again, Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon requires the fifth shita chagasukos to be at the end. What's his view? Tisanya Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon Omer lo yomar chagasukos. Why does it have to say chagasukos at the end? Forget b'chagasukos. B'chagasukos is how Rabbi Shimon learns on sukkos. So why is, again, the same question? We're coming from the parsha of sukkos. That's the psukim parsha A. Why is it mentioned Chag HaSukkos, Shebo Diber HaKosov, that's what we were talking about before. Lamanama, Lomar Shezeh Gorim, Sukkos is Gorim. Let's see Rashi. Hakesha Rabbi Yonah, V'Mesach HaShavuos, Itzrich Lomar Shekos, V'Mesach HaShavuos Daf Yud, Itzrich Lomar Shekos Yire HaRegalim, all the goat offerings brought on the regalim that are chatos, mechaprim, give kapara, give atonement, al tumas mikdash v'kadashav. The alfina, we learned that out from misir de Rosh Chodesh, from the seir given on Rosh Chodesh, dechsiv bei, laseh savon ha'ida, the psukim bear out in Sefer Vayikra that's referring to tumas mikdash v'kadashav. That should lift up the sin of the people. So now that the Gemara has given sources for the Tanakhama, number one, Rabbi Shimon, number two, Rabbi Meir, number three, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, number 4, and Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, number 5. Again, Tanakhama, just to review, holds 3 regalim, not in any particular order. Rabbi Shimon, the 3 regalim in order, starting with Pesach, ending with Sukkos. Rabbi Meir, 1 regal. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, 2 regalim. Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, the end with Sukkos. So now the Gemara has to explain how they all the views that disagree, that now the Gemara has to explain the following. What's the difference between Reb Meir and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov and everybody else? The difference is very simple. The first day of the Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon, and Reb Lezer ben Shimon, the fifth day, they all learn from Sukkot and Parshas Re'eh. Shalosh Pam Mishana, Bechag HaMatzos, Bechag HaShavuos, Bechag HaSukkos, all those things, they learn them out from Sukkot and Parshas Re'eh. But Reb Meir learns the Psukim from Uvasa Shama Ve'Veisem Shama, and the Rabbanan, the other day, I'll say that's for an Isser Aseh, but he learns from Sefer Dvarim, in a different parsha, I believe it's in Parshas Re'eh itself, but not in this parak. And Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Bechlal learns from Parshas Pinchas. So both of them, Reb Meir and Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, have all these psukim that they need to find applications for. So Gemara, at least for the Tanakhama, we have the application for Bal Ta'acher.
For Bishom have the application of Balta Acher and the Chag HaSukkos for Sukkos being in the end. And Belezer and Bishom, we don't have a problem either because we have the application for Balta Acher and Sukkos being Goren Balta Acher. But for a mayor of Lezer ben Yaakov, hi, b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-sukos, b'chag ha-sukos, b'chag ha-shvuos, b'chag ha-sukos, sorry, my darshu bay. Since those psukim are unnecessary, as we've already proven from the Gemara, how do they learn those psukim? It's just interesting, the Rishonim point out here, I'm not going to get into this now, but it's interesting that the Rishonim are bothered by why the Gemara brings this at the very end of the sugya. Should have discussed it earlier. Because the Gemara, along the way, wanted to know, according to the Rabbanan who argued with her mayor, how do they learn Vevesim Shama? According to the Rabbanan who argued with her Blazim and Yaakov, how do they learn B'moadechem? But now the Gemara is cleaning up its mess, or cleaning up past issues, mapping up past issues. How do you know how they learn? So again, for a mayor of a Blazer ben Yaakov, hi b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shavuos, b'chag ha-sukos, my darshu be, how do they darshan those psukim? Mibay luhu l'chid Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. They need it for the limud of Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia. Dar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Oshia, minayin la'atzeres, sheyesh lo tashlumin kol shiva. How do you know Shavuos has tashlumin kol shiva? Tashlumin kol shiva means if a person has to bring karbanos, olos ri'ya, again, obligatory karbanos that a person has to bring when they come to be ol ragel, they can be have tashlumin kol shiva. They have 7 days to finish to bring the karbanos. Talmud lomar. And the other Yom Tovim, so Pesach and Sukkot, we know, but Shavuos, which is only a one-day Yontif, how do I know they have 6 days extra for Tashlumin Kol Shiva, for the whole week? Bishlam, I understand, let's explain, when it comes to Pesach and Sukkot, because those are seven-day holidays. But this is not a seven-day holiday. So the Gemara explains, Tamalomar, b'chaga matzos, b'chaga shavuos, b'chaga sukkos, makish chaga shavuos l'chaga matzos. We have a hekish between chaga shavuos and chaga matzos. Ma chaga matzos yesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. We know that sukkot, the matzo, the pesach, sorry, chaga matzos has tashlum in kol shiva. Av chaga shavuos yesh lo tashlum in kol shiva. So the Gemara asks, V'lekesh l'chag ha-sukos. So the Gemara says we're learning out again Shavuos from Pesach. So why do we learn out Shavuos from Sukkos? Ma l'halan shmona af kan shmona. Just as there, it's an 8-day tashlumin because Sukkos, in a certain sense, is an 8-day holiday because it has Shmini Atzeres. Afkan Shmona, so Shavuos should have an 8-day Tashlumin period. No, the Gemara says Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo Hu. In other words, Shmini Atzeres is not really an extension of Sukkos with respect to the Karbanos of Sukkos. So Shmini Atzeres is a Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It can't be Tashlumin of the first day. But the Gemara says, so this is a very interesting issue. Not, it's a much broader topic, but we'll elaborate on it a little bit in Rashi here. To what degree, again, is Shmini Atzeres its own holiday, and to what degree is it separated from Sukkos? So the Gemara explains, but that's part of the issue. So the Gemara is saying, in one sense, Shmini Atzeres is really Regel Bifnei Atzmo. It's its own Yom Tov, and therefore, really, you can't have Tashlumin Kol for 8 days. So the Gemara asks, but that's not true. Eimu Darmin Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmo. When do we say Shmini Atzeres is like its own holiday? Le'inyin Pazar Kashav, for 6 halachos that are in the acronym Pazar Kashav. Insofar as, we'll see in Rashi, we'll see what those 6 halachos are. We're not going to elaborate on them yet because there's a discussion we've shown about them. But the point is that there's a limitation. Shmini Atzeres is regular Lifnei Atzmo for these 6 halachos. Avlein Tashlumin, Divrei Kol Tashlumin, Derishon Hu. But regarding Tashlumin, everybody knows, everybody assumes that's Tashlumin of the first day of Yom Tov. Titznan, Mishalo Chag, Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag, Chogeges Kol HaRegel, V'Yom Tov HaAchron Shel Chag. If a person doesn't bring a korban,
Chagiga on the first day of Sukkot. He can be Chogegas Kol Regel. He can bring it for the whole time, including the last day of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So you see that Shmini Atzeres is considered Tashlumen for the Karbanos of Sukkot. If that's the case, why don't we make a Hekesh back to our original question between Shavuos and Sukkot as opposed to Shavuos and Pesach and assume that Shavuos has Tashlumen for all 7 days? Tafasta mulo tafasta, tafasta mua tafasta. So Gemara says, no, if I try to take too much with my drasha, I'm not gonna achieve it. Tafasta mua, if I take a little bit less, then tafasta. This is based on a general concept that a person shouldn't, you can't bite off more than you can chew. So essentially the Gemara is saying is like this. Well, if we need to make a drasha to include Shavuos having tashlumen for all 7 days, we'll limit it to the lowest common denominator, to Sukkot for all 7 days. We're not going to go too far and extend all the way to Sukkot for 8 days. So, to summarize, back to what we were saying before. The Gemara had offered five shittos on what the din of Baal Ta'acher was. Again, Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. And the Gemara wanted to know, after we explain how each one learns the psukim of the other, had Rav Meir and Rav Lezer ben Yaakov learned the psukim in Parshas Re'eh dealing with Baal Ta'acher, if after all they don't learn Baal Ta'acher from those psukim? So the Gemara explains that's for the halacha of Tashlum and Kol Shiva, that the obligatory karbanos that a person has to bring on Shavuos, he has 7 days to make them up. And then the Gemara wants to know, how can we can't learn out Shavuos to Sukkot if Sukkot is an 8-day period? The Gemara asks, maybe Sukkot isn't an 8-day period. After all, Shmini Atzeres is regular fnei atzmo. The Gemara says, no, Shmini Atzeres is regular fnei atzmo only for 6 halachos, pazar kashav. But for Tashlumen it is, included in the days of Sukkot. And the Gemara says, no, we can't learn out Shavuos from Sukkot because tafas mur lo tafasta, you can't bite off more than you can chew. So we have two Rashis to do. Rashi in the Ras can be 9 latzeres. And the next Rashi, the long Rashi, explains what pazar kashav is. Minayin latzeres the ilu b'chaga sukkos b'chaga matzos. So Rashi is dealing with the question. So how do we know tashlum and kol shiva from Sukkot and Pesach itself? Because Rashi says by Sukkot and Pesach nafkalan v'chagos emoso chag l'Hashem shivas yamim. You celebrate the Yom Tov Tashem for 7 days. Yochel you chogin kol shiva. You might think you need to celebrate all 7 days. Tamalomar oso ata chogeg v'ata chogeg kol shiva. Meaning only for 1 day, there's only 1 day of Yom Tov. Oh, so it's a limitation. Im kein lama namar shiva. Why do we have shiva? Then latashlumim shim lo chag chagigasu barishon yakrivinu b'sheni. That if you don't bring your karmic chagig on the first day, you can bring it on the second day. The point is, we have 7 days to take care of it. So what does it mean? Pazar kashav for so that, therefore again to speak out. So Rashi is saying we independently know by Sukkot and Pesach there's 7 days of tashlumim. So we have to learn out shavuos. Pazar Kashav, these acronyms, Kvar Pirashim, Mesechas Yoma, Umesechas Sukkah. We've explained already in Mesechas Yoma, Mesechta Sukkah, Ton Pious Lepar Hababishmini. We need it requires a lottery for the Par Hababishmini, for the carbon, the cow that's brought on Shmini Atzeres. That they brought a lot, again, what's this referring to? That even though during the days of Sukkot they didn't have a lottery, so again, the lottery was that who would have the right to bring the korban. So during Sukkot they didn't have payasos, but on Shmini Atzeres they did. The Eino Karev Lefi Seder Hamishmaros. As Rashi explains now, Ve'eno karev lefi seder mishmaros, sheshanu v'shileshu b'parachag chutz mishtayim sheshanu v'lo shileshu. It's not brought based on the seder hamishmaros. So why did they need a lottery? Because usually there was an order, a rotation, it's of the karnim, and it's not brought the karban hapar, the par that's brought shmini atzeres is not brought based on the seder hamishmaros. Sheshanu v'shileshu b'parachag because they've already gone through twice or three times with the karbanos of Sukkot throughout the days, because there's so many karbanos. Chutz mishtayim, except for two of them, Shashanu Veloshi Leshu, that they went twice and not three times. The Sugya and Sukkah, not our issue, how many times the other Mishmaros went during Sukkot, but suffice to say, since the other Mishmaros have gone so many times, there's no reason for them to just go all Seder in the order for Shmini Atzeres, so they had a lottery. So that's Pei. V'ton Zman, Pei Zayin, Pazar. It needs Zman, meaning the Brach of Shechianu. So Shmini Atzeres is its own Shechianu. V'regel la'atzmo, she'ein shem chag ha'sukkos alav. It's also its own regel, its own holiday, that it's not called chag ha'sukkos. And why do I care that it's not called chag ha'sukkos? So, for example, there's no yeshiva b'sukkah, according to some, and there's no lulav on it, all those things. We don't mention the fact that sukkah is in davening. The korban la'atzmo, that's ka, it has its own korban, she'ein korbanu kishari me'achag, the korbanos go down incrementally, and this is only one korban. The other days have two elim, 14 kvasim, two rams, 14 sheep. This day is one isle, one ram, and seven sheep. Vishir la'atzmo, shir. Ain shiro shavel l'shal sukkos shomer al duchan. It's different shira. It's not on the korbanos. We discussed the shira on the korbanos extensively in our previous limudim in the last parak. V'lo nisparish lanu shira. We don't know what the shira necessarily of Shmini Atzeres is. U'mesachas sofrim nimtza shiro hu lamnatzeach ha'shminis. Mesachas sofrim says lamnatzeach ha'shminis. Bracha la'atzmas has own bracha. What does that mean? Mevarchan hayu es ha'melech zeich l'chanukah sabayis. They would bless the king as a remembrance to the Chanukah Sabayis, Shinamar b'yom ha'shmini shalach ha'sa'am v'ayvarachu ha'samalach. On the eighth day, they sent out the people and they blessed the king. Kach mefurish v'dosef the sukkah. So again, to review, pasar kashav. What are these six halachos? Pei refers to the cow offering that was brought on Shmini Atzeres that doesn't follow the order of the mishmaros. Pei refers to the payasos that they had to bring the lottery for that korban because it doesn't follow the rotation of the Kohanim. Zion means Zman, a special Shechianu. Resh means Regel. In certain aspects, it's its own Yontif. Kuf means Korban. Has special Korbanos of the day that doesn't have the order of the Parim that were Mismat and Vaholchim that were diminished each day as Sukkot went on, but rather has its own Parim, its own Isle and Kvasim. Shin is Shir, its own special song on the Duchan, and Bez is Bracha. We'll stop here.